Hey guys, Raf here from the Endgame Investor, and today we're going to talk about gold revaluation. A guy sent me, a subscriber to the Endgame Investor sent me a video of a guy named Alan Hibbard, who is an understudy or employee of Mike Maloney, the author of The Secrets of Money. I think that's what it's called. And I like Mike Maloney. But this guy, Alan Hibbard, he's probably a good guy, but he's wrong on this specific issue. His thesis is that gold revaluation, if the Fed were suddenly to revalue gold from $42.22 an ounce, where it is now on its balance sheet, to, let's say, $20,000 an ounce, then gold holders would not benefit that much because prices would rise very quickly and purchasing power would not shift.
For everybody else who owns gold, they have the same purchasing power that they would have had before. The same. The same. So nothing went down, which is very important, but for US citizens, purchasing power doesn't go up. Very, very interesting.
This is completely wrong, and it denies the thesis or the fact that gold is money and the dollar is only a gold derivative of money. Gold derivative of money. It's a gold derivative, it's a derivative of money. The dollar is not money, it's a stand-in for money. It's the derivative of money, derives its value from money, which is gold, not the other way around. And once again, when I say things like gold is money, no matter how simple it sounds, no matter how simple of a concept it is, it's just very difficult for many people, even gold bugs, to understand what that means. It means that everything in the economy is priced in terms of gold ounces, not in terms of dollars. It doesn't seem that way, but that's how it is. And I will show you many charts, one after another, that prove this point. The point of gold revaluation generally is to hand the treasury a whole bunch of dollars so they can spend them into the economy. So let's say the Federal Reserve revalues gold from $42.22, where it is since 1973, to $20,000 an ounce, which was his theoretical construct. Let's say that the Fed revalues just by declaration that an ounce of gold is now $20,000. So what happens? The owner of that gold, which is the Treasury, now gets about $5.2 trillion more to spend into the economy.
I gotta do it, man. Ah, screw it.
However, once they get that money, it's not like the economy has $5 trillion more of stuff suddenly produced. That stuff is going to be bid by the government, and there's going to be less stuff for the people, and the price of the remaining stuff is going to go up because there will be less of it, and there will be more dollars circulating in the banking system. There will be massive consumer price inflation if gold is revalued to $20,000 an ounce. Also, if gold is revalued to $20,000 an ounce, and that is not redeemable, meaning you can't just go to the Fed's window or to the Federal Reserve Bank of whatever and say, I have $20,000. Give me an ounce of gold. Obviously, it will not be that way. $20,000 an ounce will be the statutory rate, and the market rate will have to be much higher because the amount of dollars you are willing to spend to get gold in your hand, as opposed to a theoretical amount of gold that you can never get, is going to be much higher. Right now, it's about a factor of 57.3, I think it was, if I did the math correctly. Why? Because gold statutorily is still $42.22 an ounce, but gold, an ounce of gold in your hand, costs about $2,500. So if you take $20,000 and you multiply it by that factor of 57 point whatever it is, gold, an ounce of gold in your hand, is going to have to trend towards $1.2 million an ounce. Whatever the numbers are going to be, what's going to happen is that dollar holders are going to have much less purchasing power, and the remaining purchasing power is going to have to shift into gold holders, into people that hold ounces of gold, and their purchasing power is going to increase. If gold is money, which it is, then revaluing gold shifts purchasing power away from derivative holders and to gold holders, which reverses the process of inflation by shifting purchasing power back into gold holders, it reverses the process of inflation, which disturbs price signals, which shifts power into the hands of dollar holders by giving them more purchasing power and screwing up the economic signals all over the place. I got a phone call and I forgot what I was saying, but I think it was about the shift in purchasing power. If gold is money and the dollar is just a derivative, then the shift in purchasing power has to happen if there is a gold revaluation to $20,000. That is what devaluing the dollar really is. When you have a country in a currency crisis, right? Let's say like Egypt was just in a few weeks ago or maybe a month or two ago, and they devalued the Egyptian pound versus the dollar. Why did they devalue versus the dollar? Because the Egyptian pound, like every other currency in the world, is a dollar derivative. So the question is, when you have to devalue dollars, what do you devalue them against? You can't devalue them against other currencies because other currencies are derivatives of the dollar on top of the dollar in the pyramid, in Exeter's pyramid. So what is below the dollar? I say this again and again, it is gold itself. The only way you can revalue or devalue the dollar, it has to be against gold because gold is the money and the dollar is the derivative, which is exactly what FDR did in 1933, 1934. He devalued the dollar from $21 to $35 an ounce, really from 1/21th of an ounce of gold to 1/35th of an ounce of gold. And that shifted purchasing power from people to the government, right? It gave the government that purchasing power, which was only possible. That shift in purchasing power from the people to the government was only possible if the people had to give up their gold before that devaluation took place. Otherwise, there would be no shift in purchasing power because the gold holders and the people would have an increase in purchasing power commensurate to the increase in purchasing power of the government, which would revalue their own gold supply. But if purchasing power increases for everyone, then purchasing power increases for nobody. The whole idea is that the government gets more purchasing power and people get less purchasing power, and therefore prices increase, price inflation gets worse, and you have a shift of wealth from the people to the government, and it makes everything worse. And I'm going to show you a whole series of charts now that prove in chart land why or how gold is really money and the dollar is not. And therefore, a gold revaluation will shift purchasing power from dollar holders to gold holders. And this is proof. First chart I want to show you that shows that gold is money and the dollar is not is this cocoa from 1970 to today. We're going to go through a lot of charts here. So here's the beginning. We all think, or we all have heard, that cocoa isn't a parabola. In dollar terms, it definitely is. But the problem here is the dollar more than cocoa. Are there cocoa issues with supply and harvest or whatever, distribution? Who knows? I don't really understand the cocoa market. It is what it is. And yeah, there are probably some issues, which is why the price is going up. And you'll see here, the price here in the black line on the top here is in dollars. And yes, it's in a parabola. And in the blue line, since the 1970s, yeah, we have a little bit of a parabola here from about 1.8 ounces to now 3.76 ounces. So yeah, it looks like the price has doubled in terms of gold, which is pretty rare. But the problem is really in the dollar and not gold. And in gold terms, cocoa is very cheap. Cheaper than it was throughout the 1970s, 1980s, even most of the 1990s and early 2000s. We'll keep going here with the next tab, and that's orange juice. Orange juice is also in a parabola. Orange juice is getting more and more expensive at record highs in dollar terms. You can see the black line on the top here. And on the bottom, you have 1970 until today. And the amount of gold ounces it costs to buy the same unit of orange juice has gone down from about 1.6 gold ounces to 0.16. So we have fallen by an order of magnitude in gold terms. Now, the point I'm trying to make here as we go through the next charts is that these prices are not going to suddenly skyrocket in gold terms if gold is revalued to $20,000 an ounce, because that's not what money does. The dollar is much less stable as the derivative, as the unanchored derivative. Consumer prices are going to go way up in dollars. People that have dollars are going to have much less purchasing power. So all that purchasing power is going to go into gold holders. They will be the only ones able to afford chocolate and orange juice for breakfast. If all of the purchasing power heads into gold holders, because only gold can now purchase these commodities, therefore the gold price of these commodities will likely fall significantly, when the purchasing power from the dollar holders is erased, because then you have a lot less demand for these commodities because only a few people can actually buy them. And so, in order to distribute them, you need to lower the gold price significantly. So, the purchasing power of gold holders increases even more so. Coffee is also pretty high at $2,360 per whatever unit of coffee it is, maybe a ton, who knows? I don't remember. Yeah, 1970 to 2024. And the price of coffee in gold ounces keeps falling and falling and falling. Are there supply issues? Yes, here and there. 1980s, 1990s, 1970s was a serious time, but the trend is obvious and clear and will continue to be that way, even if and especially if the dollar is revalued $20,000 an ounce. Milk to gold, same thing. Sugar to gold, 1970s, the price was about 0.1 ounces per unit of sugar. And now we're at 0.008. So again, like about an order of magnitude lower. Feeder cattle gone from about half an ounce of gold to 0.1, a reduction of 5 times. Live cattle, same thing. We have lean hogs. Lean hogs are delicious, I hear, but I don't eat them. So we have about 1.1 ounces of gold to now 0.04 ounces of gold. Same thing with pork bellies. For bacon.
Bacon, 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 bacon. There! Bacon!
There you go.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Nom, 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 nom. It's bacon!
Bacon, 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 bacon. 1.3 ounces of gold, 2.05. Same thing with lumber. Look at that. 2.4 ounces of gold to 0.2. And look at that. We remember when lumber had its major spike, right? That was over here at 2000. This was in 2020, 2021. The lockdowns really screwed up the dollar price of lumber, but and it did something for the price of lumber in gold terms, even, right? It did affect that. I'm not saying it doesn't get affected, but even at the peak of lumber prices in 2021 in gold terms, it was still around the same price it was throughout the 1990s and early 2000s and the 1970s, even. Corn from about 4.5 ounces of gold to 0.2 ounces of gold. Oats. From 2.3 ounces of gold to 1.17. Soybeans, same thing, same trajectory. Soybean oil, soybean meal, wheat, Kansas wheat. I don't know what that is. Spring wheat from about 0.8 to 0.3 ounces of gold. So it has fallen in price by about half. And there was one supply issue here in 2008 that probably had something to do with the financial crisis. Who knows? Rough rice, some people like their rice rough, and that is down from about 0.16 ounces to 0.008 ounces. It's fallen by about half. Cotton, same thing. And here we have other metals. Look at this. Aluminum, we're going to scroll down here. Aluminum since 1900, from about 35 to 1. Copper from about 20, 15 to about 4. Now, lead from about 4.5 to 1 or 0.89. Same with nickel. Same with tin, zinc, everything. Everything is down in gold terms. This video is brought to you by the Dirty Man Safe, which you will probably need if gold is revalued to $20,000 an ounce, because you'll suddenly have a whole bunch of purchasing power and your neighbors who don't have any gold will have much less. So you'll need to hide your gold. One way to do it is in a vault, and that's a good idea. Another way to do it, which I do not recommend, is in a bank safety deposit box, because they'll take whatever they can. When the government says to take whatever they can from all the safety deposit boxes they have in their possession, you won't be able to get any of it. So I wouldn't put it in a safety deposit box at a bank. And you should have some in a Dirty Man Safe somewhere on your property. And if you click the link in the description below, you will be brought to this landing page where you can put in your email and you will get 10 free plastic coin holders for your gold and silver coins. And then you can scroll down and you'll see a video on how the Dirty Man Safe works. And you basically put it in the hole and put your gold and silver in there, or whatever it is that you want to put in there, like a will or a deed or whatever you want. And if you want to support this channel and save money at the same time, then use the code End game 10 at checkout for 10% off your Dirty Man safe. And then when the revaluation happens and consumer prices skyrocket in dollar terms, you can pull it out of the ground by its metal cord and start spending your silver. I wouldn't spend your gold unless you're buying like a yacht or a business of yachts or something. But silver, you will need coins to spend on a retail level, make connections with your farming friends, with the people in your immediate economy, in your local economy, so that they know that you have real money in the event of a revaluation, which is going to happen whether statutorily or not. I don't think it'll happen statutorily. I think it'll happen by the market as it did in 1980, but this time it will stick. This is Rafi with the Young Game Investor, reminding you that gold is money and the dollar is just a derivative of money, which is gold. And if you want to hear a really cool gold story about Alexander the Great, about how he came to a town full of gold one day and wondered how it all got there, you can join my Patreon for as little as $3 a month, and you'll get that story and that lesson. I'll see you guys soon.